Do you want to learn effective ways to build relationships, generate sales, and grow your business from successful entrepreneurs, startups, and CEOs without listening to a long, long, long interview? If so, you've come to the right place. Gresham Harkness values your time and is ready to share with you precisely the information you're in search of. This is the I Am CEO Podcast.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Gresh from the I Am CEO Podcast, and I have a very special guest on the show today. I have Rebecca Mars of RebeccaMars.com. Rebecca, it's awesome to have you on the show.
Hey, it's awesome to be here.
There we go. And what I wanted to do was just read a little bit more about Rebecca so you can hear about all the awesome things that she's doing. Rebecca Mars is a yoga and embodiment coach, helping others feel more connected and turned up in the body, mind, soul, and life. She's been immersed in yoga and mindfulness her whole life and has been teaching yoga and personal training for over a decade. Now residing in Florida, Rebecca launched her online coaching business upon moving there in the quest to reach more people around the globe. Using a blend of exercise, yoga, mindset work, and meditation and more, Rebecca strives to carry clients from feeling blah to ah. Rebecca, are you ready to speak to the I Am CEO community?
Yes, I am.
Awesome, awesome. So the first question I had was just to hear a little bit more about your CEO story and what led you to start your business.
Yeah, so like you mentioned there, I moved to Florida 4 years ago. And before that, I considered myself, you know, my own business and a CEO of my own business. But it got taken to the next level when I moved away from everything that I knew and I was doing more in-person work to then being, you know, in this place where I was starting over, essentially, especially in the work that I do. You can't really send your resume to a yoga studio or find new clients before you get to a place. So really, in that move was a pivotal point for me to then realize, okay, I can take this to the next level if I'm ready to. And I was. So I worked with a business coach and my coaching business was birthed. And like you mentioned too, I just grew up immersed in yoga and mindfulness. Somewhere along the way, I got really into moving my body. My parents were not necessarily athletic, but I started running on my own during middle school and just fell in love with that syncopation of my breath and my body. And then always practicing yoga throughout the years. It just all made sense when I realized that I knew a lot of people that could use that and that could use all of the secret tools I was using throughout my whole life to be grounded, be mindful. And people are always asking me how I stay so calm and at the same time so energized and get so much done. And so that's really where I realized I had a lot to share. And even more specifically, when I was teaching yoga classes, yoga is so much more than just going to a yoga studio and getting on a yoga mat. There's so much philosophy behind it and a lot of conversations that can be had. And I was ending up staying after class talking to people and realizing, like, I just want to talk about this stuff. I love teaching yoga and making people move, but there's just something to be said for also having these conversations around ancient philosophy. I mean, yoga dates back thousands of years and the content is still, we almost need it more now than perhaps they did back then. So anyway, that is my coaching and a little bit more about it.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense, especially in sometimes how times can be so chaotic. We all need a little ability to kind of practice yoga so that we can kind of get away and be present and be cool during those hectic times, which sometimes happen. So I wanted to drill a little bit deeper and I know I probably butchered it from blah to ah, but can you tell us how you're supporting and helping out those clients that you're working with?
Yeah, I tend to attract people that are feeling a little frazzled. They might be, I work with a lot of successful high achiever types and they tend to just go, 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 go. And that's really our culture anyhow, you know, in speaking generally here, but right. I think we can all agree that that's what we're doing here in the US is just hustling. And so the whole blah to ah thing specifically too, I was meeting these people and it's, you know, from the outside, everything looks great. They've got the job, they've got the hustle, but they're realizing that they really don't feel great internally at all. And a lot of times, not even physically, even if they are consistent with eating right or exercising, there's still something missing. And, you know, even just in a few minutes of a conversation within folks, I can pretty much drill into what it is that's missing or what can help them feel more ease. And yeah, just, it's fun to chat with people and figure out blah can mean so many different things and then figuring out what the ah means as well. But it's really going from the blah to the ah and knowing that that transfers. I usually say that because it makes a ton of sense, but it can really mean so many different things on so many different levels.
Yeah. And that makes sense, especially as you talked about like high performing people that are driven, like you said, they're always go, go, go. So sometimes you don't take or make that time in order to look and see, am I really happy? Is this kind of in alignment with what it is that I'm hoping to do? So it's great that, you know, you can be kind of a person that helps support them and making sure they make that transition so that they can have what sounds like a more fulfilling fulfilling life. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. More fulfilling. And like in the bio that you read, just turning it up a notch, like turning it up. We're all at a certain vibration here as humans and living beings. And it's kind of slang too, like turn up, turn up, turn. and just raising. You hear high vibe all the time these days. So it's becoming almost like, it's people want it. I feel like since we're hearing this stuff and good vibes only and that type of lingo, but that's literally what I do. And when you get to the science of us as humans, we're vibrating molecules of matter. And if we're feeling a little low and stagnant, I just want to help people like turn it up, like let's raise the vibe. So
yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, this all get turned up as much as possible. So, and now I wanted to ask you for what I call your secret sauce. And this is kind of like your differentiator, what you feel kind of sets you or your organization apart. So could you give us an example?
Yeah, I think my secret sauce, I thought about this and my whole life I've realized I'm a liaison. I'm this bridge and it comes so easily. It's a lot of times I've worked with different business coaches and I've done a lot of that work. And you know, what's the skill set that you have that you really don't even realize you have that other people are always commenting on or complimenting on? And it's like, what? That's just who I am. And to me, that is secret sauce, something that almost comes naturally. And I found that, you know, the meaning of yoga, which is really at the root of all my work, it is to yoke or to connect, to create a union. And I am that within so many groups of people. But specifically, I can take something like yoga that might seem so woo-woo or foreign, break down the concepts and apply it to someone that's, you know, not necessarily thinking that they're a yoga person or a yogi. And I can bridge that. And I do a lot of work where I call it modern mindfulness or under the umbrella of modern mindfulness. So I'm working to create this bridge or fill the gap from our modern ways with more mindful practices that are perhaps old. And that being said, still a liaison just in many ways. So for my secret sauce, it is that it's being able to connect to totally different like ends of the spectrum and realizing that there's we're really all the same when it gets comes down to it. Us as humans, us as dealing with problems, like we all are going through something. So just to be that bridge is something that's really helped me thrive as a business person.
Yeah, it definitely sounds like that. And as you mentioned, like if you break down everything down, we're all molecules. And like you said, we're on vibration. So being able to kind of understand that and have the perspective to kind of make that instant connection that you're able to do is definitely something that kind of, you know, will set you apart. And I'm sure definitely brings to life, you know, all the clients that you're working with as well.
Mm-hmm, totally.
Awesome. 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 And now I wanted to switch gears a little bit and ask you for what I call a CEO hack. And this might be an app, a book, or a habit that you have. And I know you mentioned some tools that you might have, but something that you feel makes you more effective and efficient as a business owner.
As a business owner, I have found that my hack is absolutely support. When I ventured into this, you know, so many years ago in terms of having coaching as something I offered, I got a coach right away. And I think that there's something to be said for always having a community too. I've been in different masterminds and groups of people and having that safe space where I find that other coaches or business people I talk to, it can be a struggle to relate with whether it's your spouse or your partner, even your best friends, like to have that community where you can go. And it doesn't mean that your whole, you know, immediate world needs to know what you're doing. And they may not understand when you have a celebration, you know, how to celebrate that with you. So I really have found that my hack is to have constant support, to have those people that I can go to, even if, you know, my more immediate friends don't totally understand what I'm even doing with myself, to have that coach slash that group has really helped carry me forward. If I can't imagine where I'd be without having some mentor, some group, or really a consistent coach, whether it's a business coach, a mindset coach. I've dabbled in all sorts. I worked with a confidence coach a couple years ago. Yeah.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, I always feel like your environment can sometimes determine like how successful you are. And I think that anybody is kind of like from that entrepreneurial kind of ilk or DNA, they're sometimes going to have issues like being able to relate with kind of everybody. So being able to have that tribe, have that community kind of lean on is definitely huge and determining your success will probably also helps out with other relationships that you have with your loved ones or your friends as well too.
Oh yeah. If you can have that outlet, then there's much less pressure where you're putting it on them. You know,
yeah.
You got to do you, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I totally agree with you on that.
Yeah, that makes sense. And now I wanted to ask you for what I call a CEO nugget. And this is a word of wisdom or a piece of advice, or if you can hop into a time machine, what would you tell your younger business self?
So I'm really great at taking my time, which sounds in a certain way, like calm and cool. And yeah, that's smart, but it also held me back a lot. So if I could tell my old self slash people that are just getting into business, you know, an important step, it is to stay in action, an actual action. I would and still do get caught in the trap of thinking I'm in action because I'm thinking about it, you know? And so to actually take action, but I also, there's like this other side of it where take mindful action, take action that you feel in your gut instinct with your intuition is the next action step, because there's there's also a ton of strategy out there. And this happened with a business coach I worked with at the beginning, where it became really mental for me to take action. And then I was just doing what she was saying, and she didn't truly understand what I wanted, because only I knew in my heart what I wanted mm-hmm. in terms of how to create my business. So I was taking action that wasn't necessarily helping me. So I feel like there's this fine line, and I've realized that it really is taking more mindful action, taking action with next level awareness.
Yeah. And I love that mindful action, because like you said, you can take action doing something that's completely in out of alignment with what you're trying to do. So that's not really good action either. But you know, you never want to get caught in that kind of analysis by paralysis where you're mm-hmm. like ready, aim, and you never actually take action. So you have to be able to balance both. So I love that CEO nugget. And now I want to ask you my absolute favorite question, which is the definition for what it means to be a CEO. And we're hoping to have different quote unquote CEOs on the show. But I wanted to ask you, Rebecca, what does being a CEO mean to you?
I believe that it means self-care, which freedom comes to mind, and all sorts of other words. But at the root of that, I feel like if I imagine myself, and I've had the jobs where I have a boss and I have a manager and I have 9 to 5, I've been there. So I do know the other side of it. And of course, there's so many different ways that can look. But to me, it's, you know, being able to not only have the freedom, but within that freedom, then being able to take care of myself. And when I think of self-care, it's not just like getting massages and doing things like that. And it's another buzzword that I know in what I'm immersing myself in daily. I see the word and hear about self-care like nonstop. But really at the core of it, it sometimes means doing like the dirty work to really check in with myself. But without having, you know, my business be my business and have the time and the space to do that, I don't believe that I would be as connected to myself at a self soul level. So it really does mean that ability to care for myself, and the other stuff that the 9 to 5 type environment, I always thought I needed stability and I thought I needed these benefits. But when I can have this time and I can have this freedom to stay on my self-care, I mean, I knock on wood, but I don't necessarily go to the doctor. I mean, those things, I have insurance, and it's just a way to step away from really what I got brainwashed into thinking when I was getting a quote unquote real job years ago. So anyway, being a CEO, I think at the core of it to me is really allowing me to be my work from a place of honoring my highest self and knowing that highest self needs the utmost care in so many different ways.
Yeah, I think that makes sense, especially, you know, what you were talking about before, when you sometimes are operating in alignment with what, you know, you feel like you should be doing, that in and of itself can be self-care, because you are caring for yourself. And all of a sudden you don't have to worry about the stresses that you might have had before, because you're so much in alignment that all those things kind of just, you know, brush off your shoulders, so to speak. So I think that's an incredible definition and a good reminder. And I truly appreciate you for taking some time out of your schedule. What I wanted to do is pass you the mic, so to speak, just to see if there's anything additional you want to let our readers and our listeners know and how best they can get a hold of you.
Yeah, I love that. Thank you. Well, I will keep it short, but the big message, and I ran a summit a few years ago, and this came up with at least half of my guests, like the big nugget to share is to breathe, to take deeper breaths, to pause and breathe, because I'm guilty too. I go through my day and I don't even think about breathing, and without it, we're dead. Mm-hmm. And within that, deep breaths, like getting into your lungs, they can do so many wondrous things for your body, and it's there. Like 24/7, we can have this medicine. And it really, just again, with the culture and what I work to help people with, just the frazzledness and the hustle whole mentality we have going, deep breaths can just do wonders for the mind, for that overall feeling, for the body. We can help. I mean, what cancer cells hate is oxygen. So just getting some deep breaths into your blood flow can even, I don't want to say it's going to help cancer, but it will fight stuff at that level. So just don't forget to breathe. And I also like to point out that we have moments of meditation and mindfulness all the time. So I think as people are, what I find in my clients, they think they need to carve out like 20 minutes a day or even 5 minutes a day. And sometimes that seems unreal. But when I like to show people, there are moments, even just in the grocery store line, on the way to wherever you're going, every few seconds where you can catch yourself in that spaciousness of like, ah, yeah, I feel really good in these few seconds, that matters. And to keep building those is key. So I do actually have a really great ebook that I wrote that's short, but it's all about modern meditation specifically. And it's not necessarily about sitting still and breathing with your eyes closed. It's about, you know, smelling your coffee in the morning, even just for a few seconds, like getting that smell up your nose or whatever you love the most sensory wise. And what are some things you love to look at? I'm outside right now and I'm looking up at the clouds. And even if I can do that for a few breaths a day, trusting that that's actually helping every cell in your body. So that book, I will get you the link to that, and people can also find it on my website. But I would love for people to connect with me there. I'm all over Instagram at Becca Blue. I have my website with all my points of connection and my Facebook too. I'm a big Facebooker. So you can find me under my name. It is spelled with two K's, R-E-B-E-K-K-A, Mars. And also my Facebook business is Rebecca Mars Yoga. So yeah.
Awesome. And we'll make sure to have those links in the show notes. But yeah, I think that's a great reminder to kind of be appreciative of all this that we have around us. Sometimes we can always think that we have lack, but we have a tremendous amount of abundance, whether it be, you know, breathing or, like you said, looking up at the clouds. So there's a lot to be, you know, appreciative and grateful for. And I thank you for, you know, taking some time out. I truly appreciate you. And I hope you have a phenomenal rest of the day.
Thanks so much, Gresh. You too. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the I Am CEO podcast powered by Blue 16 Media. Tune in next time and visit us at imceo.co. I Am CEO is not just a phrase, it's a community. Be sure to follow us on social media and subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Google Play, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a 5-star rating. Grab CEO gear at www.ceogear.co. This has been the I Am CEO podcast with Gresham Harkless. Thank you for listening.